Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. In a decisive response to the deadly terror attack on April 22nd in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, India has taken a series of robust diplomatic measures to hold Pakistan accountable for its role in cross-border terrorism. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday evening discussed the implications of the attack, which claimed the lives of 25 Indian nationals and one Nepali citizen, with several others sustaining injuries. The CCS directed all forces to maintain high vigil. The CCS expressed deep condemnation of the attack and offered heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wishing for the swift recovery of those injured. India has also received strong expressions of support from governments worldwide condemning the attack and reaffirming their commitment to zero tolerance for terrorism. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that the integrated checkpost at Attari will be closed with immediate effect. He said Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVS visas. He further stated that any SVS visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. He said that any Pakistani national currently in India under SVS visa has 48 hours to leave India.
Integrated checkpost Attari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025. Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme visas. Any SVAS visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVAS visa has 48 hours to leave India.
The Foreign Secretary informed that the Defence Military, Naval and Air Advisors with the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi have been declared persona non grata. He emphasised that they have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own Defence, Navy, Air Advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. Mr. Misri stated that this post in the respective High Commissions are deemed annulled.
The Defence, Military, Naval and Air Advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own Defence, Navy and Air Advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
The Foreign Secretary added that the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, took unprecedented measures by suspending the Indus Waters Treaty with immediate effect. The decision will remain in force until Pakistan takes credible and irrevocable steps to abjure its support for cross-border terrorism.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism.
Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at the Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has expressed deep anguish over the cowardly terror attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Ryo stated that his thoughts and prayers are with the victims and the families in this hour of grief, stating that Nagaland stands in resolute solidarity with the nation. The Chief Minister said such heinous acts will never break the collective spirit of the people. On the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Panchayati Raj institutions and Gram Sabhas across the country today from Madhubani in Bihar. The day will mark 32 years of the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act of 1992, which gave constitutional status to panchayats as institutions of rural local self-government. This year, the day is being observed as a major national program through a whole-of-government approach involving participation of six union ministries. The ministries include Rural Development, Housing and Urban Affairs, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Power, Railways and the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for several key infrastructure and welfare projects linked to these ministries amounting to nearly 13,500 crore rupees. Financial assistance under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and Urban and Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihoods Mission will also be disbursed during the program. Prime Minister Modi will also confer Special Category National Panchayat Awards 2025 to mark the occasion. a total of 6 panchayats will be awarded, among whom 3 are led by women. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.